clearly the Jaguars going forward have to have improved and consistent play by Blake Bortles. And we've seen some fantastic plays by Blake Bortles. Now we just need to see less of the bad plays by Blake Bortles. Kind of been a mixed bag so far, which is typical of a young quarterback in this league. Let's show you some examples of what we've seen in that mixed bag. Here's a 3rd and 2, right? The corner's off at the top of the screen on Allen Robinson. It's just a simple out route. Okay, Blake Bortles has a clean pocket, clean feet, right? Make it the delivery. Easy throw. Pitch and catch. Doesn't happen. The routine plays like this need to become routine. Against the Miami Dolphins also, this is the pick six that Brent Grimes got. Okay, Blake Bortles realizes that he's got a sluggo route to Cecil Shorts. Now, on a sluggo route, you're trying to beat the cornerback over the top. You can't throw back shoulder across the field like this, and Brent Grimes does a masterful job of reading the eyes of Blake Bortles. A great learning experience for Blake, but plays like this, they need to be eliminated. In his first action, we saw the plays that Blake Bortles is capable of making. Unblocked blitzer coming off the edge, spin, go the opposite way, and throw to a guy who's not even supposed to be running around. Those are the kind of plays you want to see him make every week. And who can forget the pirouette pass? That's my new name for it. Blake Bortles getting out, escaping the pressure, and there's the pirouette, finding Clay Harbor, delivering the ball. He has the ability to do things off the script like nobody I've ever seen. Now the on-script plays need to become more routine. And more routine just like this. At Tennessee, Clay Harbor going down the middle, coming back to try to get the lead in this ball game, throws it to the backside of Clay Harbor and allows him to make a clean catch and get it in the end zone.